Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Continuing the discussion from last night on Sri Vishnu Sahasranam, name 922, Punya Shravana Kirtana. Punya here refers to that which purifies. Last night discussed how materialistic punya doesn't purify in the same way that bhakti unmukhi sukriti, or pious activities in relation to devotional service, there's a difference. There may be superficial, or there will be superficial purification from materialistic pious activities. Superficial in as much as it purifies one from sinful reactions, and to some extent from the tendency to commit sinful activities, but it doesn't have the effect of cleansing the heart from the deep level, as bhakti does, that as pure devotional service does. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, his glory, his qualities, nam, gun, rup, lila, parika, everything about him, his name, nam, his qualities, his form or forms, his pastimes, his associates, his holy dham, everything about him is so glorious that simply by discussing it, by hearing about it, by speaking about it, we become purified. Punya Shravana Kirtana, one whose glories or topics regarding whom, when heard and sung, causes punya to grow in the heart of the devotee. Punya here, we can understand that to mean the inclination to perform devotional service to Krishna. There have been several names prior to this in Vishnu Sahasranam of similar import. Stavya, he is the one to whom praise should be offered. Stava Priya, who likes to be glorified. Arika, one derivation of the term Arika is similar, who is glorified. Katita, the one who is spoken about. Ravi also means the sun and also means one who is glorified. Punya Kirti, whose fame is glorious, or whose glorification of whom makes one, Punya Kirti, by glorification of him, of his glories, then one becomes pious. Another name which is common in the Bhagavatam is Punya Shloka. Description of him is virtuous. It doesn't include Kirtan, but then there's no Shravan without Kirtan and no Kirtan without Shravan. The two things have to go together. Now, everything about him and all the activities of devotional service, they're all pious to hear about. Srila Prabhupada, in a talk on Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 1, Text 44, given on June the 10th, 1976, in Los Angeles, he quoted from Bhagavatam another verse. Then he continued, this Bhagavatam verse, this Punya Shravana Kirtana verse. Then he continued to by explaining it. Krishna is within everyone. If we simply hear the words and the instruction of Krishna, Srinvatang Swakata Krishna. So this Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, full of Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's instructions. So if we hear this, especially these two books, Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, Srinvatang Swakata Krishna, then you become pious. Srinvatang Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtanaha. There is no need of a separate attempt. If we simply hear every morning or as many times as possible, then we become purified. Punya Shravana Kirtana. One who is speaking, he is also becoming pious, and one who is hearing, he is also becoming pious. Punya Shravana Kirtana. So there's more of the answer for you. Jivana. Ah. Right? If we simply hear every morning or as many times as possible, then we become purified. It's a gradual process. Hearing and chanting about Krishna in the association of devotees is pleasing and purifying, as Jnanananda Maharaj quoted one verse in this regard. Yes. Yesterday morning in his talk. This well-known verse, Satang Prasangan Mama Virya Sangvido Bhavanti Hrit Karna Rasayana Kata Taj Joshavad. What's the next word? Ashvava Varga Varkmani Shraddha Ratir Bhaktir Anukramishyati. Who spoke that verse? Don't say. Lord Kapila Dev, yeah. To his mother, Mother Devahuti. Hearing about, Lord Kapila Dev says, hearing about my glories, my activities, in the hearing in the association of devotees about my glories and activities is pleasing to the heart and the mind. Elsewhere in Bhagavatam, we have later in the Bhagavatam, the Parikshit Maharaj says that discussion of Krishna's bhavoshadhi is the medicine for material life. Hearing about Krishna. And here in this verse, which I just quoted, rasayana katha. So in Ayurveda, there are certain different kinds of medicines. One is general description, oshad, which means medicine for curing a disease. And then there's rasayana, which you can take if you're not diseased, but it gives you more nourishment. Tonic, that's the word, tonic. So both terms are given in relation to discussing about Krishna. It's a medicine for those who are diseased, and for those who are not diseased, it's a tonic, it gives you a boost. And yesterday when discussing this verse, we discussed about Shukadev, who was already parinishtita, pinayagunye. He was already situated in transcendence. But by hearing about Krishna, he became excited to study the Bhagavata. The question arose, he was already situated in transcendence, so why did he undergo the endeavor of studying such a huge work, the Srimad Bhagavatam? We've gotten already situated in transcendence, you made it, he's through, right? The Durkheim said about Prabhupada in German. Huh? All right. He's through, yeah. Professor Durkheim said about Srila Prabhupada after meeting him. He's through. He's made it to the other side. So Shukadev was already beyond this material attraction. But still, so there's nothing more to do, right? You made it. Done it. Finished. There comes a stage for those endeavoring for impersonal liberation where they make it. And that's it. There's nothing more to do. You made it. Nowhere to go, nothing to do, literally nothing to do. But then why did Shukadev study Bhagavatam? It's a huge job to study Bhagavatam. It's a lifetime work, actually many lifetimes, because there's so much in Bhagavatam. Why did he do that? And then the answer came, because Atma Ramascha Munayo Nigranti Aparukrame. Somewhere in relation to Urukram, Kurvantya Haitukim Bhaktim Itam Bhutam Guno Hari, because Urukram, that's just an example of his glorious activities and qualities, which make it such that even persons who are liberated are attracted to his qualities. So, Rasayana. Those who are already liberated, for them it's a tonic, and they take pleasure in hearing it chanting about Krishna. It's very pleasing, bhavanti hrit karna rasayana kata. It's very pleasing to the heart and to the ear. Now there's something in Bhagavatam scholarship. What's the difference? What's the difference? What is implied there? Or is it simply poetic? There's so many things. If we open up the Bhagavata, if we open up our minds, there's so much depth. No doubt some of the acharyas commenting, there are so many commentaries on Bhagavatam. Someone has explicated this. Tajoshvanadashva pavargavatmani. It helps one to progress on the path of liberation, apavarga, and that apavarga, to explain what is apavarga. Who knows? Pavarga, what does that mean? Those who know Indian languages know pavarga, which is pa, pa, ba, ba, ma. There are different vargas, chavarga, pavarga. Pavarga, so pavarga. Anyway, to explain that, apavarga means you've gone beyond that. You've gone beyond fear, exertion, endeavor, material endeavor, uselessness, and death. These are the five items indicated by pavarga. So you make progress on the path of liberation, and by hearing in the association of devotees, one's faith, one's attachment and devotion to Krishna develop one after the other. Hearing in the association of non-devotees will not have the effect. That's another big topic. Maybe the most learned scholar or speaker of Bhagavatam, when Srila Prabhupada was personally present in the world, was a big Mayavadi. He was Mayavadi, but he was a great scholar of Bhagavatam. And Srila Prabhupada, there's a photo of him sitting next to Srila Prabhupada at the opening of the Krishna Balaram temple. Srila Prabhupada invited him to attend that. He would give talks, but he would interpret it in an impersonal way. And there are so many terms in Bhagavatam which could be taken like that. That's another whole big discussion. But so in the association of devotees, the effect is that one will have faith in devotional service. Of course, Mayavadis also promote faith in devotional service, but their understanding of devotional service is that the faith we develop has as its core non-faith. If you go to see a Mayavadi, a real Mayavadi, it means in the Shankara Sampradaya, they say, yeah, it's very good, you're chanting Harishri, very good, spreading bhakti all over, very good. They won't object, but their idea is it's good because people, they become pious by doing bhakti. And as a result, at some point in time, they may come to the path of jnana, and realize that I am you and you are me and we are all together sitting on a cornflake and all this kind of thing. Those who remember from way back. John Lennon also got infected by this madness. And the idea of that all is, ultimately, all is one. But in the meantime, you do bhakti. Very good. So they can interpret like this. You can study Bhagavatam. The gopis became one with Krishna by their bhakti. In one sense, it's true. But not in the sense that they say. So one has to associate. To understand all these words, who is a devotee? We have to understand very clearly, because it's a common in India, you may say, so many people went to the temple, Badrinath, so many devotees went. They use the same term that we use in English. But their idea is that, and they are devotees, but they're not devotees in the sense that they're in the pure devotional sampradaya. So we have to hear, among devotees, just like this verse we have in Gita, Madchita Madgata Prana Bodhayanta Parasparam Katayantaschamang Nityang Tushanti Charamanticha. Madgata Prana, their life air has gone to me. Their consciousness is absorbed in me. Now, they discuss among themselves, that Shravan Kirtan, about myself, always. And in this way they are satisfied and pleased. Now, we understand this, as we have understood it, as we've heard from Srila Prabhupada. Impersonalists will understand it in a different way. Either they will say that, well, this is okay, but this is a lower level. We have to go beyond bhakti. There's nothing beyond bhakti, but they say there is. Or they may interpret madchitta, madgata prana. Mad, me, Krishna says. And Krishna, in their estimation, represents the eternal, unborn, undying oneness. And in this way, they make such a philosophy that even if we hear the Bhagavatam, everything we'll misunderstand. So that's why it's so important to have a proper understanding from the very beginning. Of course, they will say this is the proper understanding. And so important to understand different words. What is the meaning of the word Bhagavan? What is the meaning of the word bhakti, bhakta? What is the proper meaning? Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, one of the main tasks he saw for himself was to define the usage of words, because we read Bhagavad Gita, impersonalists read Bhagavad Gita, and they see something else. Just like here, madchitta. What is that? Mat means Krishna. Grammatically speaking, it must refer to him. But then how do we understand what is meant by Krishna? So important to understand. For some time I was stationed in Thailand, a hardcore Buddhist country, Theravada Buddhism, if you happen to know the difference between Theravada and Mahayana. Theravada is the original, they say, Buddhism. And it's strictly non-devotional. They have a philosophy. And in their philosophy, it's made in Sanskrit, first in Sanskrit and then later in Pali. They use all the Sanskrit words that we want to use, but they have their own interpretation. So if you want to preach those people and use the words that we need to use to preach, they've already taken all the words and interpret them in such a way. Just like, all right, let's have an easier example. If we say to, we go out on the street and we speak to someone about God, le Dieu, is that, how do you pronounce it? Not bad. You're giving me a nod there. Not bad for an Englishman. So if we say, and people will talk to us, yes, yes, God, God, some people in France, there might be, talking about God, and we can have a conversation for half an hour, and he understands one thing, he or she understands one thing, and we understand something else, and we agree with each other. But we agree with each other, but there's no actual communication, because their understanding of the word God is very different to what we understand by God. Srila Prabhupada established the International Society for Krishna consciousness. He was asked by the lawyer who was commissioned to help with the legal wording and the registration of the document to make it God consciousness. That would be more understandable, more inclusive. And Prabhupada said, no. We say God and they'll bring so many different ideas. We want to be specific. Krishna. Krishna means God and God means Krishna. But Krishna is specific. God is a term, one of the most misused terms in any language, except Thai language. I was just talking about Thai. You know why? There's no word for God. They don't have any concept. They don't have any concept. That's hardcore atheism. This Madchitta Madgata Prana verse, there's a very similar verse in the 11th canto of Bhagavatam. We'll find in the 11th canto of Bhagavatam so many verses and teachings which are similar to those of Bhagavad Gita. Parasparanu katanam pavanam bhagavad yashaha mito ratir mitas tushtir nivritir mita atmanaha. One should learn how to associate with the devotees of the Lord by gathering with them to chant the glories of the Lord. This process is most purifying. As devotees thus develop their loving friendship, they feel mutual happiness and satisfaction. And by thus encouraging one another, they are able to give up material sense gratification, which is the cause of all suffering. From the purport to this verse, one should learn how to associate with the devotees of the Lord by gathering with them to chant the glories of the Lord. Remember, we're discussing Punya Shravana Kirtana. This process is most purifying. Gathering to chant the glories of the Lord, this process is most purifying. As devotees thus develop their loving friendship, they feel mutual happiness and satisfaction, and by thus encouraging one another, they are able to give up material sense gratification, which is the cause of all suffering. So devotees engage in hearing and chanting, which is pious activity, purifying activity. Just as devotees take pleasure in glorifying Krishna, Krishna takes pleasure in the act of them glorifying him. So bhakti is bliss, both for the worshipper and the worshipped. Parashara Bhatta is the first Sri Vaishnava commentator in this Kali Yuga, in this world, this earth, on Vishnu Sahasranam. And the series of names in which this Punya Shravana Kirtana name comes up, he's explaining in terms of Gajendra Moksha, the liberation of Gajendra. And he explains this name, Punya Shravana Kirtana, to mean he, that person, by hearing about how he liberated Gajendra from the clutches of the crocodile and from material existence. By hearing about this or by narrating it, we become purified. So, although this is a general term in relation to all the names, forms, qualities, pastimes, and so on, of Vishnu, of Krishna, Parashabhata is specifically linking it to this episode of the liberation of Gajendra. In this regard, Parashabhata quotes from Vishnu Dharma in this series of names, which he's explaining in terms of Gajendra Moksha. He quotes every time from the Shastra called Vishnu Dharma. Shrutena hi kuru sreshta, smritena katitena va, Gajendra mokshayanayava sadhya papat vimuchate. O best of the Kurus, a person is immediately rid of his sins if he hears, thinks, or talks about the episode of Vishnu's rescuing Gajendra. Similarly, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, summarizing or bringing to a conclusion the episode, the description of the liberation of Gajendra, it is said in the Bhagavatam. I'll just give the English translation because it would be extra time to speak all the Sanskrit. O best of the Kuru dynasty, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supersoul of everyone, being thus pleased, addressed Gajendra in the presence of everyone there. He spoke the following blessings. Remember, this is in relation to Punya Shravana Kirtana. So what benefit do we get from hearing and chanting about this Gajendra episode? Generally, at the end of any episode in the Bhagavatam or in any Shastra, there is the Phala Shruti to encourage people to hear and chant that. Phala means result. What result will we get? We have, after the Guravashtaka, Guru eight prayers to the Guru, after that comes the Phala Shruti verse. What is that? Sri Guravashtaka, Etad Uchai, Brahma Mahurte, Patitam. I don't remember the Sanskrit. Patita. Anyway, it says that one who in the Brahma Mahurta loudly chants this at the end of life after quitting his body will attain Sakshat, direct service to Vrindavananath, to Krishna in Vrindavan. So like this, the Gajendra episode, the Supreme Lord himself spoke to Gajendra saying that persons who rise at the end of night, early in the morning, become free from all sinful reaction. Yeah, people become free from all sinful reactions if they rise early in the morning and fully concentrate their minds with great attention upon my form, specifically in the form of delivering Gajendra. Your form, this lake, this mountain, the caves, the gardens, the cane plants, the bamboo plants, the celestial trees, the residential quarters of myself, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, the three peaks of Trikut Mountain, where this pastime took place, just close to the Trikut Mountain. Trikut means three peaks. The Trikut Mountain made of gold, silver and iron, my very pleasing abode, namely the ocean of milk, Shvetadweep, the white island, which is always brilliant with spiritual rays, my mark of Srivatsa, the Kostuba gem, my Vaijayanti garland, my club, Komodaki, my Sudarshan disc, and Panchajanya conch shell, my bearer Garuda, the king of the birds, my bed, Sheshanag, my expansion of energy, the goddess of fortune, Lord Brahma, Narad Muni, Lord Shiva, Prahlad, my incarnations like Matsya, Kurma, and Varaha, my unlimited, all auspicious activities which yield piety to him who hears them, the sun, the moon, fire, the mantra, Omkar, the absolute truth, the total material energy, the cows and brahmanas, devotional service, the wives of Soma and Kashyap, who are all daughters of King Daksha, the rivers Ganga, Sarasvati, Nanda, and Yamuna, the elephant Airavata, Dhruva Maharaj, the seven rishis, and the pious human beings. I remember all of them at the time of rising, and we'll be freed from all sinful reactions. And he went on to say, Lord Vishnu went on to say, to Gajendra, my dear devotee, unto those who rise from bed at the end of night and offer me the prayers offered by you, I give an eternal residence in the spiritual world at the end of their lives. Another Sri Vaishnava commentator, Sri Mushnam Andavan, points out that Bhagavan Vishnu is Punya Shravana Kirtan. Another reason why he's called Punya Shravana Kirtan is that because he has the kirtan, the fame which is worthy of being heard, Shravana. And that by hearing the glories of he who should be glorified, that will remove all our sins. And in this regard, he quotes from a verse which many Vaishnavas in South India, Sri Vaishnavas, Madhvas, there's a series of verses which they chant before rising. I mean, they wake up before you get up, first thing. One of these verses is in regard to the deliverance of Gajendra. I'll read it. Graham, Graham. Who knows what graha means? You probably don't know. Graha. You know what that means, graha? Oh yeah, well actually graha, why is a planet called a graha? Certain planets are called graha. Not all planets. Graha means to accept or to take hold of. So some planets are called graha because they have an astrological influence. They grab us. So here graha means a crocodile because grabs you. Graham graste gajendre sarabasam tarksham aruhya dhavan vyaghurnan malya bhusha vasan parikaro mega gambhira goshaha vibhrano ratangam sharamasim abhayam shankha chapo cha ketao hastai komodakim api avatu hari rasa vang hasam sanghater naha. Which means the same thing. Who remembers the Lord coming on the back of, mounted on Garuda, coming swiftly to Gajendra, who was caught by the crocodile, who remembers all of this? He's blowing his conch as he comes, instilling fearlessness in Gajendra, calling out in a voice as deep as thunder from the cloud. In his hand, so it's similar, it's a description of the Lord. In his hand is the club, Komodaki. One should remember all this, and he's by doing this that will protect all those who meditate on it, chant it, or hear it. Baladev Vidyabhushan, our Gaurya Vaishnav commentator on Vishu Sahasranam, says that Bhagavan is called Punya Shravana Kirtan because by listening and narrating the episode about him delivering Gajendra, sins are removed. And he quotes the same, he quotes a similar passage from Vamana Purana. Shrutena hi kuru shreshta smritena katitena va gajendra mokshane naiva sadhya papad pramuchate. O best of the kurus, by hearing, remembering, or narrating the episode of Gajendra's liberation, one is immediately freed from all sins. Shankaracharya gives a more generic interpretation. Punyam punyakaram shravanam kirtanam cha asya iti punya shravana kirtana. He, by the recitation of whose names and the hearing of whose names and everything about him, leads to punya, religious merit. That's a good translation. In this regard, Shankara quotes from the Phala Shruti of Vishnu Sahasranama, because the whole Vishnu Sahasranama is glory, it's Shravana Kirtana of Vishnu. So Shankara quotes from the Phala Shruti, Yaidam Shunuyan Nityam Yaschapi Parikirtayet Nashubham Prapnuyat Kinchit So mutreha chamanavaha. Anyone who daily recites the Vishnu Sahasranam or hears it being recited, nothing inauspicious can overcome such a person, neither in this world or the world beyond, not in this life or in future lives. And it's probably mainly for that reason that many people, it used to be that all Brahmanas would recite it daily. Still in South India, some do. Many. All Brahmanas used to do. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he came to the house of Srivash Thakur, he asked him one time, you recite Vishnu Sahasranam. It's just expected that all Brahmanas know it because they recite it daily. The speaker and both the speaker and the hearer are purified. It means that even if one is fully pure, he becomes even more, because bhakti is unlimited. Even Shukadev was purified by speaking. So many new realizations came when Shukadev spoke. That's why Vyasadev was listening. He wasn't listening. Vyasadeva wasn't listening in the term in the mode of a teacher conducting an examination. He could have been sitting listening to see did he get it right, but he was listening almost in the mode of a disciple, as was Narada, because he understood. They all understood that Shukadeva, Shukamakad Amrita Drava Sangyatam, it's become more sweet, more delicious. We gave him something and then he's increased it more and more. So they wanted to hear. And that happens when we discuss and consider the topics. Shravan, Manan, what's the name? Shravan, Manan, Nididhyasana. We should hear, contemplate, and then we, that chitete kriya aikya, that becomes as if one with our heart. And then more realizations can come because Krishna is unlimited. The Bhagavatam, as we have it, given to us by Srila Prabhupada, with all the verses, but then after Bhagavatam was compiled by Vyasadeva, We have the same Bhagavatam coming down, but then we have all the commentaries, and the commentaries bring out more and more points. And it's unlimited, because Krishna is unlimited. Srila Prabhupada, in a lecture on Bhagavatam, on December the 23rd, 1974, said, Punya Yashaha, if you glorify Krishna, then we become pious. Therefore, there are so many prayers to be offered to Krishna. That is bhakti. From the Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 90, 20, Canto 10, Chapter 90, Text 27, Urugaya Urugita, countless songs glorify him in countless ways. Srila Prabhupada once said that even if you wanted to read all the devotional literature, and you started now, you couldn't finish in your life. And that's only which is presently extant. There's so much which has been lost also. And it's going on up to the present day. So many devotees are writing so many things about Krishna consciousness. There are many verses in the Bhagavatam itself that encourage us to go on hearing and chanting about Krishna and tell us that the great effects of doing so. Hearing, chanting, remembering. Some verses stress hearing. We should hear about Krishna. Satang prasangan mamavirya. Some encourage chanting. Hare Nam Anukirtanam. Chanting the names. But there's no chanting without hearing. If we chant, someone's going to hear. We hope Krishna will be kind enough to hear us. He also hears about himself. We ourselves can hear. Others may hear. So there's no kirtan without shravan. And of course, there can be no shravan without kirtan. Someone has to say something about Krishna, chant the holy names, and then we can hear. So both go on simultaneously. And also, in Shravan Kirtan, that implies there must be satsang, because who is going to speak about Krishna? Of course, impersonalists may also do so. Or materialistic devotees may also do so. I discussed that last night. But particularly, we should find out devotional association to hear topics of Krishna. So there are many verses which recommend hearing and chanting about Krishna, right within the Bhagavatam itself, and I'll read some of them. Tasmad ekena manasa bhagavan satvatang patihi shrotavya kirtitavyascha dheya pujas cha nityada. Therefore one should constantly hear about, glorify, meditate on, and worship the Supreme Lord, the protector of the devotees, with single-minded concentration. Very similar, those verses from the first canto. And in the second canto, there's a very similar verse. Tasmad bharata saravatma bhagavan ishvaro harihi shrotavya kirtitavyascha smartavyascha chata bhayam. O scion of the Bharata dynasty, one who desires fearlessness should hear about, glorify, and also remember the Supreme Lord Hari, the soul of all beings and Supreme Controller, for he alone steals away all one's miseries. Then again in the second canto. Tasmat sarvatmana rajan hari sarvatra sarvada shrotavya kirtitavyascha smartavyo bhagavan nunam. Therefore, O King, whatever one may be, the Supreme Lord Hari should always be spoken about, glorified, and remembered with full concentration. So hearing and chanting about Krishna means hearing and chanting about his name, form, qualities, pastimes, associates, activities. I already said his pastimes, there are also his activities for overseeing the material world, his holy dhams, but especially emphasized again and again in the Bhagavatam and elsewhere, is Nama Kirtan, glorification of the holy name of Lord Krishna. For instance, Etan Nirvidyamananam Ichatam Akuto Bhayam Yoginam nripa nirnitam harer nam anukirtanam. O king, nirnitam, it has been ascertained that for those yogis who are indifferent to material pleasures and who desire complete fearlessness, the best path is constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Then the very last verse of the Bhagavatam. Nama sankirtanam yasya sarva papa pranashanam pranamo dukkha shamanas tam namami harim param. I bow down to the Supreme Lord Hari, the chanting of whose name results in the destruction of all sin, and by paying homage to whom all miseries are quieted. So when we finish the Bhagavatam, who has finished the Bhagavatam? Anyone finished the Bhagavatam? Has anyone read all 12 cantos? Read through? We have a few. I guess I should put my hand. We have a few here. Yeah, should be more. But at the end, what's the conclusion? Chant Hare Krishna. You may say, well, I can do that without reading Bhagavatam. But it's recommended to do both. That will enrich our chanting. Otherwise, we may be chanting just like... Sometimes we see Sai Baba followers enthusiastically chanting the names of Krishna, especially these so-called Satya Sai Baba followers. It's part of their regular sadhana to chant the names of Krishna. But their chanting doesn't have the same effect as those who are in the pure devotional sampradaya because they have so many misconceptions. One massive misconception as concerns who is the Supreme Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specifically said, when discussing devotional service, bhajane madde shrishta, well, of all the different kinds of devotional service, there are limited kinds of devotional service. Generally we think of 64 activities in devotional service. The 9 basic activities. But there are unlimited ways in which Krishna can serve, can be served. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, among them the best, bhajane madde shrishta navavidha bhakti. Krishna prem, Krishna dite dhare mahashakti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, among all the processes of devotional service, 9 kinds are the best. He doesn't specify here, but it's understood. The 9 kinds mean Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atna Nivedanam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, all these processes have tremendous potency to bestow upon us Krishna Prem, love of Krishna, and Krishna himself. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes on to say, Taramadhe Sarva Shrishta Nama Sankirtan. Among all these 9 processes, the best is Nama Sankirtan. Then a very important word comes next. Do you know what that is? You don't know that one. Niraparadhe Nama Loile Pai Premadhan. If one chants offenselessly, one can get the great wealth of love of Krishna. And that's why we need to hear also. If we hear what are the 10 offenses, sometimes we say the 10 offenses to be avoided while chanting the holy name, but they're to be avoided while not chanting the holy name also. It's not that you can avoid the 10 offenses while chanting and then make them while you're not chanting, because they're mostly philosophical or they depend upon understanding. If we don't understand the position of devotees, and we're envious of them, that's an offense. And then philosophical, second offense, to consider demigods like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva to be equal to or independent of Krishna. We have to hear Bhagavatam, we have to hear the message of Krishna to understand this. So Nama Sankirtan is the best process, but it cannot be complete unless we have heard and absorbed the message properly. Niraparadhe nam loile pai prema dhan. If we chant without offenses, then we can get love of Krishna. Furthermore, from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Eka Krishna nama kare sarva papa koi nava vidha bhakti purna nam huite hoy. Simply by chanting one name of Krishna, one can be freed from all sins and all the nine processes of devotional service are complete and perfect by chanting the holy name. In the 12th chapter of Gita, all the different processes that one may perform for purification. The best is to always be absorbed in thought of Krishna. But because people are not absorbed in thought of Krishna, Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, surrender to me. People find it very horrible even to contemplate such a thing. But Sankirtan can be easily performed. Inner purification of the heart by performing yoga, stilling the mind, very difficult. But it's very easy to chant the holy names of Krishna. For most people, physically it's easy. Mentally it might not be easy because some people are demons and they don't find it. They just can't chant. Sometimes you find people like that. Chant, can't. They'll refuse. But everyone can chant. And purification is there. Even if one chants with offenses, some kind of purification will be there, although one will have to take the result of the offenses, but some purification will be there. More verses from Bhagavatam to establish that devotional service, bhakti, is primarily, and of course that's especially true in Kali Yuga, primarily performed by Sankirtan from the sixth canto. Etavan eva loke smin pungsang dharma parasmitaha bhakti yogo bhagavati tannama grahanadibihi. The supreme religious activity for people in this world is bhakti yoga to the devotional Lord, to the Supreme Lord, which is performed by acts such as, or beginning with, chanting his holy names. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Nama Lila Gunadinam Uchaya Bhashanam Tu Kirtanam. This is the definition of kirtan. Audible glorification. We can chant in the mind also. But audible, uchai, spoken out loud. Glorification of the names of the Lord, his qualities, his activities, and so on. Still in the Bhagavatam and taught by the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's followers, the chanting of the holy name, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu clearly established Harinam Sankirtan as the best and far above Dharma, Artha, Kama and Moksha, which are not to be sought by chanting the holy names or by chanting the Bhagavatam. Yesterday I was discussing about the Bhagavat Saptaha, which gives piety, some kind of mundane piety for those who want mundane results. Gives some feeling for Krishna, no doubt. But really one has to associate with pure devotees, those who are in the pure devotional sampradaya, in order to get the real goal of hearing Bhagavatam, chanting the holy names. More verses about Nama Kirtan from Chaitanya Charitamrita. There are many in the seventh chapter where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells the Mayavadis of Varanasi about the glories of chanting the holy name. Here's one from the seventh chapter of Adi Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Naam bina kali kale nahi ara dharma sarva mantra saranam e shastra marma. In the age of Kali, there is no religious activity other than chanting of the holy names. The holy name is the essence of all mantras. Kale, then Bhagavatam. Kale dosha nidhe rajan asti hi eko mahan gunaha. Kirtanad eva krishnasya mukta sangha parang vrajet. This Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults. Fish swimming in the ocean. If he goes up, down, left, right, forward, backward, there's only water. So in the same way in Kali Yuga, if we go up, down, left, right, back, forward, there's sin, contamination, fault. It's an ocean of faults. But one great thing about Kali Yuga, but simply by chanting the holy names of Krishna, one can be released from all this contamination, and one can go to the supreme abode. Therefore, the next verse in Bhagavatam states, after this well-known verse, Krite yadhyayato vishnam, tretayam yajato makai, dvapare paricharyayam kalodhad harikirtanat. That which is attained in Satya Yoga by meditation on Vishnu, in Treta Yoga by fire sacrifices, in Dwarapa Yoga by deity worship, is attained in Kali Yoga by chanting the names and glories of Lord Hari. And of course, a well-known verse from Brihannaradiya Purana, Harenama, 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 Aiva Kevala, Kalo nasceva, 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 gatiri anyata. In the Kali Yuga, the age of quarrel and hypocrisy, no other way, no other way, no other way to attain the supreme abode than chanting the holy name of Hari. Chanting the name of Hari. Chanting the name of Hari. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained this. Kali kale nama rupe krishna abhata nam hoite hoi sarva jagat nishta. In the age of Kali, Krishna has descended, his avatar in the form of the holy name. And by this holy name, the whole universe can be delivered. Dharja lagi hare nam ukti tin ba jaro lok bhujaite puna evaka. Keval shabde punarapi nishchoy karan gyana yoga tapa karma adi nibaran. Anyata jaymane ta nahik nishta nahi 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 18 evaka. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained that in order to emphasize how in Kali Yuga Harinam is the way, the only way, therefore three times it is said, because in Kali Yuga people are very dull. So to bang it in, Harenama, Harenama, Harenama. Oh, okay, got it. And therefore also Eva, Eva is said, Harenama, Eva. Are you sure? Yes, definitely. Kevala again, it's saying, Eva, Kevalam, it's only way, just ramming it in, just making the point that all different processes, by becoming a great yogi or becoming a very materially pious person or following the path of impersonalism, they're all thrown out. All these things won't help us in Kali Yoga. Therefore, nahi. Three times again. Three times. No, no, no. Kalite, what is that? Kalite kebal upai govindanam and Kali Yoga. Only the name of Krishna will uplift us. Then again from Kali Santanara Upanishad. How does that verse begin? Well, it's more than one verse. Begins. Hari Rama. Who said that? You're from South India. It's a trick question. Well, it's generally understood to say Hari. But apparently there is some recension in North India which begins with Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Itisho Rashakam Nam Nam Kali Kalamarsha Nashanam Natav Paratarupaya Sarva Vedeshu Drishyate. These 16 names destroy the bad effects of Kali Yuga, because Narada was asking Brahma, what are you going to do in Kali Santana? Everyone's drowning in Kali Yuga. Yeah. Santana, you have to swim. How are you going to swim? How are you going to survive in Kali Yuga? Brahma said, this is the way. I do. What did Brahma say? I just said these 16 names by which destroy the bad effects of Kali Yuga. And if you study all the Vedas as Brahma did 3 times, you won't come to a better conclusion than this. It is often said, so you see, chanting is always emphasized, but at the same time, this we're discussing in Punya Shravana Kirtana, hearing and chanting about Krishna. Oh, I think I'm getting into another subject. I'm going to finish here because I'm getting into another angle on this. And time is over. Anyway, so Hare Krishna and all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha patitanam pavana.